This book, you may be seated. This book that we call the Bible is full of things that magnify the Lord. Now, this time of the year, we think about a lot of the Gospels and so forth, and Isaiah and the prophecy. There's one prophet that we don't talk much about, and that's Micah. And when she shares the Word of God with us here in a minute, I think you understand how appropriate it is, even today. Because Micah was here in a day that very rich people were all around. In our day and time, when we revere the wealthy, the famous, and the powerful, particularly those popularized by the media, we face the same problems that they did back in Micah's day. Lulled to sleep they were by our affluence, that we were blind sometimes to destructive forces that threaten our personal lives and our entire society. And our greatest threat is perhaps no longer from the outside, but from within. Now, that's not a political outside or inside, because we both have an outside and an inside. And it's the spiritual problems, both good and bad, that get us in trouble. But Micah's message is still fresh and up to date, and he is calling for repentance, cleansing, forgiveness, and to worship God, not personalities, and to live a holy life rather than imitating the rich and the famous. Decide to be a part of God's remnant and also remain faithful to Him when the rest of society has turned away. But one of the few who will pass along a spiritual heritage for future generations, if God is not at work in us and He, where else would He be? We have a responsibility to pass the good news on to other generations, our children, our grandchildren, and it's a wonderful thing to be able to share that hope and joy that we have.